As summer approaches, we won't discourage you from drinking slushies, but we sure will judge you. This is the perfect pour.
Thank you so much.
I'm not going to judge anybody having a slush.
Silently in the corner judging.
Not silent. No, loudly.
Nope.
Loudly.
Nobody's what the fuck did you just order?
Blatantly.
It's called a refreshing beer made into a kid's drink, and I like it. Welcome to the Perfect Pour! It's a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
We're going to be hanging
out with you. Not ordering slushies.
Oh, not nobody's drinking a slushie here. Boring.
Ice crystals, no go. No go.
What?
Flavor crystals.
Every single crystal has its own shape. It's unique. Fuck off. We're not doing
this
that.
This is Fresno. It's refreshing to have a slushie.
It is
your
not.
Your beer slushed.
I'm being refreshed. This?
Do you have anything that slush I can't taste because it's super frozen? Awesome.
You can still taste it.
What do you have that I could drink in my jacuzzi when it's hot outside?
You like the fire up the jacuzzi. It's 105.
That's right.
Jack up
I gotta
the jacuzzi.
I got to keep cool while in my jacuzzi.
Let's see if we can get the jacuzzi temperature above the air temperature. Let's go.
Are we calling it a slush koozie?
Slush koozie.
It instantly melts.
I dripped some down my chin and my chest, but that's okay. I just splash it off with the jacuzzi water. It's fine.
That's the only way you can have a cold beer in a Fresno summer is if you have it slushed, and then by the time you get to your table, it's melted. It's a regular beer.
Yeah.
Here's a marketing idea. I'm rushing for slushing here in the know.
Oh, no. That seems problematic to do a Russian tie-in.
Summer Rush Day.
Promotional Russian tie-in. Which, by the
summer
way,
rush
apparently Heineken has been investing in Russia. And then when Russia invades Ukraine and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll stop doing that. And everyone's like, okay. Apparently they're still doing it. They're just like, yeah, we'll still keep investing in Russia, giving Russia money. Like, cool. I wonder how Lagunitas is feeling about this whole merger now. Like, oh, great. Our parent company is involved in Russia. Cool. This is from a fucking Marin fucking hipster liberal guy. Sold his brewery to Heineken, who's involved with Russia.
Yay.
Well, maybe it's a covert operation.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We're like, yeah, we'll give him some money, but we're going to find out some stuff that you guys want to know.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe the next back to the US.
Yeah, maybe the next like anti-aircraft strikes we see are like sponsored by Heineken. Who knows?
They got Heineken's like,
tiny bombs. They're Heine bombs.
They were so tiny Heine bombs and they didn't make it. It's cool, guys.
They didn't make we should have not sent the 00 elk.
Bombs. Oh my god! Yeah,
00
alcohol.
Oh,
damn
it!
All right. Yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you the last time I had a Heineken. So whatever.
Whatever.
Oh god, that would be horrible. Now, like I never,
at least 2000.
I never liked Heineken. I'll say right now, I just never did. That was one of the this is pre craft beer days. That was a beer that I was just like, nah, I don't go with that.
I drank Heineken when Starline ran out of Newcastle.
Oh, wow. That's a while ago. You didn't try to order some Rolling Rock? Because I know that they have.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That was my go-to.
What's the other green bottle?
I love gold.
I did drink a lot of Rolling Rock at Starline.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Yeah,
you know,
you're
not
that,
a true freshman.
They have those pretty, those right? Such pretty doors, refrigerator doors, and you see that glowing green bottle.
Yeah,
just like
glowing.
Like I want to roll down that rock. Hand it to me, down.
And they're like really easy beers to drink, and you know.
So
I
going back
I'm not
to
checking
that
you
Heineken.
Out. I'm looking at the doors.
Yeah. Yeah, the bartender girl's just like, can I help you? I'm like, can you move? I'm trying to look at the fucking door.
That'll be $250, sir.
Oh, just to look. So expensive. I can get this for a dollar at Albertsons.
Going back to the Heineken thing, though, like Heineken is known for like sponsoring some real fucked up shit anyways. Like I remember seeing like back in the day, like probably 10, 15 years ago, I remember them getting called out for having their banners plastered all over like this like dog fighting thing as well.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, shit.
Dog
like,
fighting Heineken. Sponsored by like, Heineken. Hey.
Like, yeah. And it was everywhere. It was like brought to you by. And I'm like, wow, they're like, oh, yeah, you've got a thing where people are paying to get in and they're drinking their beer.
Heineken marketers are just like, what? You have an event? Yeah, we have an event. All right, we'll send you a banner over right away. Do you want to know what we're doing? Nah, I don't care. We're going to send you a banner. Just put it up. This is all we ask. Whatever you're doing, put up a banner.
Is this an extreme sport? Just call it an extreme sport.
Yeah, we're doing an extreme sport. Say no more. Yeah, but I want to tell you, no, I don't want to know what it's about. I'm going to send you a banner. It's going to say Heineken on it. You're going to look real pro. Just don't worry about it. I'm like, all right.
2012, Heineken banners and dogfighting photo. Yeah. It's out there.
The internet doesn't forget.
The internet does not forget. People were up in arms, just like the whole Bud Light thing. People were up in arms for like 3 weeks and they're like, well, whatever. It was only $3 at the bar. So that's what I got.
Well, now Miller Lite got in trouble because they had a commercial where they were making fun of the girl, the bikini girls that used to rule.
Not making fun. They were just saying, hey, recycle it. Recycle your bikini clad shit. Like posters and shit. Which I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I never did any bikini promos and you probably sold more beer for it. So
I don't know. I think you could have sold some ends. Could have got some nice fat tire ends.
Yeah, I think there's a very specific clientele for like the 6 foot tall super alabaster chick in a bikini where you have to wear sunglasses to even come to the event to not like burn your corneas. They're out there. I'm sure.
There's a niche market. Weird to have a craft brewery like New Belgium
fat tire
that to have like bikini girl like. It is like a what's that craft breweries having bikini girls. Hi, would you like to try some fat tire, guys?
Like well, I always had the joke that our bikinis would be made out of like hemp, right? Like just a real uncomfortable and like kind of see through, but we'd be like limping because it was like
really why are you squirming?
Weird. Like it's really itchy.
See, it's okay because it's uncomfortable.
It's all natural, super green. It's wind powered bikinis.
Oh, it's the wind. We just run around.
I'm just saying, Fat Tire might not have had to change their formula.
Yes, the first carbon neutral bikini with carbon neutral beer.
Bikini girls were present. Some organic banana hammocks for the guys, so, you know, maybe. Sure.
Offered that up all the time.
By the way, during the tailgating, I drank one called Citrus Good, a West Coast IPA from Movement Brewing Company that Wazoo Corvette donated to the show. And then I had an Alesmith Session 394, Tony Gwynn beer. Look at you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That one's
from the same place.
The Pine Stuff. We shop at the same place, the place where the Pine Stuff and Wazoo donate beer to us. And now I'm drinking, and now in Russia, beer opens you. Green Cheek Brewery Company's Noodles on the Wall from the Pine Stuff. And it's very nice, very nice pale ale.
Hail.
So what are you drinking?
Hail. Stacey,
what are you drinking?
Yeah, with your big old like soup cup.
I love it.
Get my nose all
the thing about it is, it's this big listener that's this big clear like soup glass coffee cup thing. And you can pour in a whole 16-ounce beer without having to stop. You can just pour it, and the head will go right up to the rim and won't go over. It's great.
That is really something. You really thought this through.
I did.
I like it. So like you, I haven't gone on to all the other beers that you're now having, but I started with the Session 394 by Alesmith. I really like it. You know, it finishes quick, which I've also had a little bit of wine. Shocking. Oh, I know. I dig it. By The Pint Stuff.
The Pint Stuff.
First one was a sweet one. Okay, I had to do it again just for the show.
The Pint Stuff.
No fingers on the edit button.
Yeah, don't edit me out on this one. We'll San Diego style Session pale ale. Here, Doug, try it. You tell me if you like it. We're going to get the...
What is this?
It is the Alesmith 0.394 Session pale ale.
It's a Tony Gwynn reference. Does Doug know baseball? He'll get
Doug it. Does not know baseball. Neither of us do. We think that's shit stupid.
All right, then.
Way to get canceled, Stacey.
I'm not going to get canceled. Whatever.
Just see the reaction you get next time you walk into Grizzly Stadium.
Hey, you know what? Doug says it's a home run.
All right. Anything, it's a solid double down the middle.
Mad.
What did you say?
I said it doesn't make me mad.
Oh, it does not make him mad. That's
That's a Matt
it's
kind
a
of
peaceable
a
peaceable kingdom here tonight. Yeah. Nobody's mad. That's good. That's his highest rating. Doesn't make me mad.
That's a pretty high rating.
That may as well be 5 out of 5. So
it's kind of hard for things to not make a person mad these days. So that is a high rating.
Not around here. Yeah, it's legit. No, right. It's good. Like
what
it.
Do you have, Nick?
I like a beer that finishes quick. So.
Yeah. Just gets out of the way. So let you get to the next one.
Let me get on with my life. Yeah, you know?
Let me go.
We call that the dine and dash.
What are you having, Nick?
What are you having?
I'm having my tailgate beer was an Urban Roots Imperial Breakfast Stout with cardamom and vanilla beans. Question mark. Good morning, son.
S-U-N or S-O-N?
A cool S-O-N.
Okay.
Cool 11.3%. You know, no big deal. Session. Now I opened Turbo Team from Movement Brewing Company. Nice. Both of these are Wazoo beers. Thank you.
Wazoo!
Would you like
Turbo
to
Team
come?
Is a... What?
I was going to say, would you like Doug to come over and tell you how they really are? Can I head over right now?
All the beers?
Just kidding.
See if we can make him mad finally?
Head up. He can
this
head
up.
This
makes me angry.
Angry.
Does he come north of Shaw, though?
Hulk smash.
He does if there's money involved. For sure. If
there's cash or alcohol, he'll come north of Shaw.
Cash Kaushahal. Or bourbon?
I have both.
Oh yeah,
you have cash.
Significantly more bourbon than cash.
That's fine. That's
okay.
That's why you don't have cash, because of all the bourbon.
That's yes. You see the problem.
All right. Nice. What's that, Nick? Do you want to? What do you have for us to talk about?
All right, Style Watch.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Cold IPAs are out. Dry ice IPAs are in.
Dry ice?
What the fuck? What?
Oh, yeah. Cold IPAs are not cold enough.
No.
We need dry ice IPAs.
We need to eliminate all oxygen.
Yes.
And what?
I don't know.
Is it for real called dry ice IPA?
No. This is,
holy I'm shit, dude. Right. I'm about to like freak
come
out
on,
right
Nick.
Now. Okay.
Stop I'm messing like, with us, man.
I was about to like break the internet.
I was about to go take a bat to the internet because I'm a baseball. Oh, man.
All right. So why are cold IPAs something?
Think of the possibilities, dry ice. Because when you crack the beer, like that fog just oozes out of the lid.
So if we are going to do that, though, can we call it dry ice PA?
Yes, we can.
Do you know what
IPA stands for? It comes with special gloves so you don't burn your hands.
Ice stands for ice. Just ice.
Ice pale ale.
Ice precious ale.
I love it. I'm in.
So how long did that last? So cold. I first learned of cold IPA on like episode 500. No, they're still going strong. Okay. So if they were out, I was like, that was quick.
Yeah, they're in. They're in.
I was like, just fooling around.
You should like cold IPAs, Stacy, because they got the malt, the lager yeast or something, you know.
Lager yeast. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Well, so what is this a real thing? Nick? Are you just completely
lying to us?
No, this
is not a real thing. I was just trying to get you guys all riled up.
I am riled up now.
Yeah, that's what we need is being riled up.
You know, I've got a heart condition.
You know, I'm old.
Well, now I do.
We talked about this on the tailgate.
With how my tomfoolery in the future.
So,
dry ice blasting machines.
Are you just completely making up a thing to fuck with us? Is that what you did, Nick?
It's going to be a thing now. Freaking dry ice.
I could start a trend.
Are you doing a bit now? Is this real? Dry ice IPA? Which is real? Dry ice IPA or.
It's so cold you can't taste it.
It actually burns your skin off. That's how cold it is.
Yeah, you need special gloves to handle it.
This is dry gonna be a ice good April
IPA or oil pan stout. Oil pan aged stout.
Yes, I have an oil pan. Would you like to experiment?
Yeah. You want to age your stout in the oil pan?
In the oil pan.
That is so foul. But I'm down to try it and tell me how great it is.
I get notes of Pennzoil.
Yeah. Oh, nope. Pennzoil's got Teflon. It's bad for you.
All the cans have a plastic lining, so everything's bad for you.
All right.
No, that's not for real.
No, but I saw on YouTube, a chemist. He's like, I heard there's some plastic lining in cans. I want to see. So he put this can in a chemical that only ate the aluminum away, and what was left was a very thin plastic bag in the can.
Yeah, and so the fact that that thin plastic was left behind meant that it did not get consumed. Like, we don't have that chemical in our body to break down the plastic.
Oh, okay.
What?
Chill out, everybody.
But didn't the plastic, like, eke into my
I
beer,
cannot chill.
Rad Stacy?
Not any more than the freaking cover on your microphone can or your glasses or the air that you breathe in Fresno.
The microplastics in my microfiber towels.
You use microfiber towels?
For everything, yes.
I use
everything.
I filter my beer through it.
That's right. My dry ice PA.
It's cold microfiber filtered.
Microfiber filtered. 1 million microns per inch.
Wow, no. glass bottle took a victory there. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, those are lined with plastic on the inside, too.
No!
I'm just kidding. They're not. That I know of.
We lined these glass.
Like, oh, shit.
We found out how to make glass better.
Yeah. We'll line it with plastic.
We put a plastic bottle inside the glass bottle.
It's all bad for you, but I have news, man. You don't live long enough for any of that shit to really affect you in the long term.
But yeah,
there's a whole lot of other shit that you've
saying life is short.
Because humans have never lived longer than they have now. In the history of Earth, humans have not lived longer than we do now. So why, why are we stressing?
And we're really not meant to, guys. Yeah. Like, this shit is burdensome over on the other side of 40. It's weird.
I'm making it to 100. I got to make it to that triple digit.
It's gruesome. Over here.
Betty White tapped out before 100. I can do better than Betty White.
Good. You should. Well, my husband always says, he's like, listen, he's like, the warranty's up at 35. All right. Mm-hmm. Everything after that is bonus.
Yeah.
So, I feel like
house money.
Like, this is great.
Did he travel here from 1895?
Yeah. Probably. Let me tell you something, guys.
Warranty's up. I'm like, oh, this hurts. And you're like, well, it doesn't fucking matter. You can't go to the shop. Your warranty's up. Just is what it is at this point.
Yeah. We live in America. We live in America. If you have something wrong with you, your body, you can't go to the doctor. You can't pay for it. So you just got to deal with it.
Oh, don't I know? I have a procedure next week. And they're like, anyways, you owe us like $2,000. I'm like, wow, with insurance. Yeah. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Insurance just takes off a little percentage of it for you.
So my husband thought it would be really, really funny to ask the listeners to call in and guess what I'm having done.
We didn't want to broach that.
Call in.
We didn't want to go there, but if anyone wants a voicemail fodder next week.
I am not. Fresno Surgical Center. It's all legit.
It's legit. It's not some out of somebody's SUV in a Walmart parking lot.
What do you mean I only have one kidney?
Hi, everybody. Stacy's all. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
It's nothing super serious, but if you want to call in and speculate, I think it'd be really funny. So let me know what you think.
All right. There you go. Stacy, open the door. You want to just quickly guess. You don't have to take up a whole 3 minutes talking about what Stacy's possible procedure is.
Or call in and say what you think I ought to have done. I mean, shit.
You're like, well, I hope it's this.
You'll let me know.
Well, we like you and all, but them eyebrows, they might need a tweak.
I tell you what, if you think they're bad now, you should see them before I do anything to them. They're like hedges. Like, I have to call the gardener. Telling you. Come on in.
There's a two-stroke involved in that procedure.
I love your facial topiaries.
Some other things, Nick.
Amazing.
We did mention they are now in recovery, reconnaissance mode, recovery mode. They're now going to print ultra right-wing labels for the next round.
One like, extreme right, to we'll the see. Other.
What are they going to have? What
they're
are
going
they gonna
camouflage.
Have? Camo cans?
Camo cans to try and regain some of their lost followers.
You get me, but like camo cans, they give me.
Yeah. Let's overcorrect.
Now we're going to see a whole bunch of hippies like running that shit over with their Prius instead of like the big trucks.
I'm going to laugh if the Prius gets stuck on the camp.
I thought you said this was all wheel drive.
Yeah. It takes all the wheels to drive it.
Can't even make it over
What you would do is so you would drain pour all, but you would have to. You would drain pour them into your plants so that your plants could get some beer nutrients, and then you would recycle the cans properly. That's how you get them.
Means recycling them properly. You make sure that you get in there and peel that plastic lining off on the inside.
On the inside.
Yes.
And then you'll have to eat all the plastic lining just to take it for the environment.
Yeah. And you have to use your own body heat to melt it off, too. You can't, use any fossil fuel heating.
Put them under your arms all day, and then they'll melt off.
Coal power is only illegal in America. Other country, it's fine.
I hear, though, if you like split the can open and flatten it out and lay it right on top of the Prius battery, that will kind of start to melt it off a little bit.
Yeah. Please make sure you cover both contacts on the battery. That'll save us a lot of time.
I just opened up a There Does Not Exist Hellas Lager.
What the hellas is going on here?
Given directly to me by Tony Baggs.
Tony Baggs actually gave it to you?
In Pasadena.
What? He did like a, you were like an account and he like dropped off?
No, I was in Southern California for work and he said, hey, I am here too, because he lives in, you know, the LBC, you know me.
Does he live in Long Beach right now?
Little Rad Stacy from Pasadena.
He does, yeah, it was him from Pasadena. But yeah, he was like, hey, let's meet at Holly's
Stacy from
Drinkers
Pasadena.
Hall of Fame.
Sorry, go ahead.
Holly's Drinkers Hall of Fame.
Well, the old Beach Boys.
Okay. Fame.
It was so dark in there. That's cash only.
That's the way he likes it. Dark and cash only. That's Tony Baggs likes to meet dark cash only places.
Yeah. So, but he was like, hey, let me give you some samples for your husband. And I was like, I'm going to drink these.
I'll get them to him.
Sure. Hellas is really, really good. Yeah. Nice. Easy.
Had it.
Little silvery. I like it. It's good. I think I've had it before too, but it was cold.
Thanks, so. Tony Baggs.
Thanks, T Bags.
Did Tony Baggs know you were on the Perfect Pour?
He did.
Oh, okay.
And then he also asked, he's like, did you really get tickets to Firestone Walker Invitational?
Y'all.
And I said, yeah, I did. And he was like, what kind of tickets? And I said, media tickets. And he was like, whoa. You know that, like the whole, you had to go to Fresno thing. I was like, yeah, I fucking know. Who gives a shit? So, Mike, you're going to go, right? You're coming?
It's so weird. The audio was broken up right there.
Oh my god, don't, because I want to have shirts made that say we came Twinsies. From Fresno you
oh we came from Fresno fuck off
yeah
nobody would
I can't believe we came
nobody
from
would
Fresno,
nobody
you.
Would come up to us and bother us the whole time. That's what would be the great thing. They would be fucking scared shitless. Those little coastal people wouldn't know what the fuck to do, and they would be scared shitless. But, oh, my God. Fresno people, don't go up to them.
The cut fools. Yeah, because with media pass, there's no, like, you know, metal detector. Just so you know.
Yep. So somebody came up to me. I was like, oh, yeah, no metal detector, huh? They didn't have a metal detector. And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess they didn't. Have a nice day. Yeah, you have a nice day, too.
You just decided that it was going to be a nice day for you.
Yeah.
Sir.
I'll have a nice day. I don't need you to tell me to have a nice day. I'll have a nice day all on my fucking own, okay?
I decide who's going to have a nice day.
You don't tell me to have a nice day. Okay?
Well, we just got the schedule. Super awesome. Get to go to what I really think is shitty about that schedule, though, is it says, come to the Ravine Water Park. Sorry, no water attractions will be available to you. And I'm like, why the fuck are we here?
This is the only
space
you
have.
And
also, you just try to keep me out of the wave pool, okay? I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How much green slime is on top
of it. I'm going to not go over there. Like, I'm not going to have 3 beers and go over there. In hell.
Well,
I'm from Fresno, bitch. I can do what I want.
Oh my God.
Look at the Fresnans in the water park having fun.
In the water park. My husband and I were married in the Lazy River.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't like a legit ceremony.
Bohemian.
We were told that the only way to undo it was to go backwards in the lazy river. And I'll tell you, that shit's really hard. That's so true. We were like, well, I guess we're married. Yeah.
That's a lot of paddling. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. And my husband only half tried to, and I was like, don't you even try to freaking swim backwards right now. This is it. Like, you're in.
It's like, deep. I want to see if I could do it. I just need to know.
Try and survive.
You just try to swim against this current while we have five pints of beer in us. Try not to pee in the lazy river.
Don't do it.
What?
I didn't pee in the lazy river.
That's all right. They
they got blue dye for that, right?
They chlorinate the shit out of it. I mean, you could smell the chlorine from like 3 blocks away.
Have you That's ever fine. Been to the Ravine Water Park?
No.
In Paso Robles?
Why would I do that?
Paso de Robles.
Why would I go to Paso Robles Los for a Paso water park when I have Clovis Lakes right here, Rad Stacy?
You don't go to Clovis.
Well, okay, I don't, but I could go if I wanted to. No, I go to the one on 99. We have a beautiful water park right on the highway.
The island with zero shade.
The island and water zero park.
Good times.
Go to the island.
I've been there once my entire life.
I tried to sell them 805 and they were like, I don't know. And I was like, do you not like money? Like, are you kidding me?
They were like, I don't know.
This is a water park on
what? You thought it was going to be like the easiest thing you've ever done in your career was to go to a water park and tell them, I'm going to bring you 805 beer. You're welcome. Here are the details. 100%. You're just going to walk in and you're going to be like, I'm from Firestone Walker / 805. And they're like, oh, thank God you're here. We've been waiting for you.
I really thought that.
And they're like, well, I don't know, bro.
You're like, I don't know. We have Heineken, though.
We've got a big Russian contingent here. They love Heineken for some reason.
I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I never tried to sell to them again. I was like, I shouldn't have to try that hard to sell anybody in Fresno 805. That's it.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that, how easy it was for you to just be 805. You're just like,
I feel like I was there for charity. Honestly, yeah. I was like,
You're like, man.
I've got spare time. I sell so much.
I had 5 minutes. I decided to come in. I decided to bless you by coming into your establishment and saying you're that welcome. Yes, I will bring kegs to you. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was like, you have zero shade and a bunch of people who are super thirsty. Like, obviously, you need 805. Right?
Oh, a water park in Fresno. How do you want to design it? Well, let's make sure we don't have any shade. All right. No shade. Let's have imported beer. Okay.
And all the walkways need to be black.
Let's get a lot of asphalt. Okay, asphalt. Sounds good. What else? I think we're good. I think that'll do it.
Yeah. For sure.
And 6 months out of the year, we'll just completely ignore the real estate and just let the weeds grow and let everything just build up. And then we'll worry about it when we open up in the summer.
Yeah, so you understand Central Valley water parks. That's great.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have any more culture, Nick? We like hijacked that shit. I have one thing, but I got to wait till you're done because it's a doozy.
It's a doozy. There's two things. I'll make them brief because one I can't find. My sister was telling me there's a new craft beer bar opening in Clovis.
There's always a new craft beer thing in Clovis.
Well, guess what? This is where we're at.
God dang.
Fresno is dumb and won't let places open, so...
But if you can stay on the bar stool for more than 8 seconds,
you get a free Heineken.
Fucking Bronco.
Oh, look at the man. Let's see if he can do it. 8 seconds. So anyways, put the timer on.
Until we find out what that is, more local talk. If you're bored Friday night, I mean this evening, because it's Friday morning, and you want to have a craft beer and stare at a hot rod, Crow and Wolf will be hosting the, yes, just was a single hot rod.
A single hot rod.
One hot Crow rod.
The kickoff party for the Clovis Old Town Motorama this weekend. I'm sure there will be more than one hot rod.
Clovis Old Town Motorama, one hot rod. Come out and see Crow and Wolf, one hot rod. It's a doozy, though. It's a great hot rod. You're going to want to see it, folks. It's a good hot rod. One really, really good hot rod. You're going to want to give it a good look. Walk around it a little bit. Look at the doors. Say, wow, look at that. That's a nice paint job. You're going to see it, and it's going to be really good. One good hot rod. You're going to go home. You're going to tell your uncle. You're like, I saw a hot rod today, uncle. And he's like, what kind of hot rod? I was like, oh, no, I think it's a Chevy 57 something or another. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a good hot rod. And I said, yeah, it was a good hot rod. It was one hot rod. So go out there, Crow and Wolf, Clovis, California. Go see it. The best hot rod you've ever seen. Go fucking see it.
You better be dead or in jail. And if you're in jail, break out.
If you're in jail, break out now. I'm
coming back from the dead to do that announcement.
I feel like I have to go now.
Now you got to go. Well, you're going to be, we're all going to be in Clovis on Saturday, apparently. It's Jesus.
True. So I may as well just go on Friday, stay the night, and just
get camp out. Go to that, go to that cemetery that's on Herndon and Peach or something.
Villa.
Just hang out there for the night, do some ghost hunting, and then wake up and, you know, go Clovising.
You can hunt for ghosts all you want. The thing about it is they're hard to trap because you can't, like, kill them twice. Oh, that's the thing about ghosts. This is, like, fucked up. You know.
I saw this movie that they feel like they trapped them pretty well. You just got to have
plasma blaster.
Oh, don't cross the streams.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Cross the streams. I learned that.
And you need a ambulance.
Guys, all right, listen up. So speaking of Clovis, there's a brewery for sale.
What?
Yeah, there's a brewery in Clovis for sale.
Oh, no.
It is 559.
No. What? They're for sale.
Yes.
Finally going to dip.
All right.
He's like, bros, I'm going to dip on this.
Listen, guys, let's go. Hold on. Like, listeners, send your money. $135,000.
I'm not going to buy Clovis brewery.
Cashing out the 401k.
I am not going to endorse any listener to buy this.
No, and so, like, we were talking about, like, wow, that's kind of like dirt cheap, right? Like $135,000. I feel like there's a stipulation, like, it comes with the guy. Like,
you've got to keep the same brewery. It's only
$135,000, but you have to.
I will guide you on how to brew this beer for the next 10 years.
Yeah. I'm like, if I can sanitize the brewer and the whole place, I might consider it. $135K, guys. Old Town Clovis, 559. It is for sale. That is your cultural. Fucking news for the day to me.
Wait, can I take that license and move it to Fresno?
No.
Oh,
well, I don't know. You probably could, but it'll always have the 559.
Or different part of Fresno, Fresno County that's not Clovis. Yeah, it'll always have that stink on it. Red, white, and blue.
How much of German the slow brew do you get partnership?
None. There was never a partnership. They were just contract brewing for them. There was never like.
That's any not what I saw. That's not what I.
Slow brew. Really? Slow brew.
Was there ownership
good,
in it? Oh shit. Oh,
slow brew had some good concerts there.
Just arrogance. No ownership.
Yeah, I mean, arrogance will get you far. To a Pacific point. Yeah. Fucking wow. Yeah, I found that out today. Like, I got all these, like, hey, did you know? And I'm like, I don't want to know these people at all.
Why are you ruining my life?
Stop. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I was having a good day.
I was having such a good day until you mentioned that.
But like, that's good news, probably. So
maybe unless some other, like, what if somebody worse buys
doubt it?
That's because, like, if you guys, like, accepted. What if?
Come on,
there are, like, so many assholes with money out there. Like,
yeah,
so
but
many.
Like, in beer, there's it's only a small percentage. Like, yeah, there's people like
what?
I get that, like, craft beer. I get that craft beer is not completely void of assholes, because I know they're there and I understand there is a percentage. But, like, for the most part, like, beer people are cool. So, like, it can't get worse.
I really need you to just get a craft beer job where you interface with distributors for like 6 months. No. And then come at me and tell me
I'm not gonna do that.
What your new opinion is. It
sounds like a you said the sentence you said, you mentioned job, and I totally stopped listening.
Sorry. After that. That sounds stressful.
Yeah.
Maybe it's with a soft J, yob.
Yeah.
The yob. Yeah, a lot of people in beer in general, whether it's craft or macro, are really, really cool. And then there's the 559s of the world that just like ruin everything.
Ruin our rep, man.
They're probably going to come after me right now. They're probably listening to this going like, that's it, slander. That's just it. My opinion, guys.
That is you just can't Rad Stacy's opinion.
I can't go on trial for my thoughts, all right?
Yeah.
I would be on death row. If I was convicted for my thoughts.
Convicted for thoughts. Do you have any other culture, Nick, or Stacy?
No.
Nick, I feel like you're building
this. I'm all cultured out. Okay. I'm now shopping on eBay for Volkswagen parts.
Well, as mentioned, and
I can see it reflecting in your glasses. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, listeners, that's what Nick thinks. He's like, I'm gonna get some Volkswagen parts here.
That's right. I talked about a car show, then I thought about my car.
We distracted him. He's like, you know what? I need things for my car.
Yeah.
I want to be the cool guy at the car show.
Yeah, so culturally, this kind of sucks. I will not be on the show on the 26th next week. I will not be on the show.
Oh, what?
But that's when you're going to call in to tell me what you think I have done. And then on the 30th.
You could call in and think, like, why is Rad Stacy not on the show right now?
And then on the June 2nd, I will be back and I'll tell you if any of you were right or wrong. Right. So
we'll send you a perfect pour button and or sticker.
Yes. But also on the 2nd,
buttons.
When you listen, I will be deep in the FWIB fest.
Ah.
And I was told yesterday when I met up with Tony Baggs, he said, you know what? Barrel Works is fucking dead.
What?
And, you know, culturally, this is a statement made by one person who,
he might have told you that in confidence, Rad Stacy. Don't get Tony Baggs in trouble.
Like, I'm not getting anyone in trouble. He doesn't work for Firestone. You know, whatever. It's an opinion. But, you know, is sour beer and what sour beer as we know it, because that's really what he was referring to, right? Like that part of breweries. So, you know, like New Belgium, for instance, huge sour beer producer. Mm-hmm. And
nobody.
Yeah, I just want to know. Like,
nobody gives a shit.
Call in. Let me know. Is it dead? Like, are people looking forward to these like 375 cork and cage releases? Or are we just like, whatever? Who cares?
I would say, like, of course it is, because most of dead is not the right term, but like,
he said dead.
All of craft beer is way down on the scale now. And so a subset of craft beer being sours, of course it's like how could it not be? Like, the most popular thing in the world, hazy beers and IPAs, are down. So how could sours not be completely down.
Right. Well, and I think that that's like really the question I'm asking is like, hey, if these things are actually kind of holding the, you know, the revenue, right? Like mm-hmm. these frontline beers, if you're making these hazies or lagers or whatever your frontline beer is, and then you have this other project, right? Like Buellton and the whole Barrel Works project is a completely separate facility. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And you have a, you know, completely separate staff. You've got a separate like marketing and sales team.
That wild shit messing and, with their fucking regular brewery.
Right. And so if this was at the onset, this was 5% of your total revenue. Right. So you've got like 805 and fucking Mind Haze and all this other bullshit is 80% of your production. And then you've got this, you know, sour project that is enormously expensive. You've got yeast strains that you have to keep track of and not infect anything else. You've got a whole like micro lab. You've got all this overhead. Mm. And you're just like, well, hopefully all the pizzas that I sell out of this place like can bolster my
hopefully somebody my will order a sour while they're eating a pizza.
But honestly, like when I look around, I'm just like, nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about Barrel Works. Nobody's talking about all the sours coming out. And that was like for craft beer gurus, for the people who were like waiting for new releases, waiting for like the next best thing. You were sitting back going like, when is that next?
Right.
Cool. Barrel age spent 3 years with the pellicle on it and like, you know, just really being super well taken care of. They're not going to see any revenue from that. And then craft beer overall is down. So what do you cut? Like what happens?
You cut the sour.
This is my question at FWIP. I'm like, hey, is it dead, guys? Hey.
That's what you're going to be going around with your Fresno shirt.
That's what's on the back of the shirt. I came from Fresno. With your
Fresno shirt. I came from Fresno to tell you that sour beer is dead, you assholes.
Is sour beer dead?
Yeah, and, you know, because it's not something people drink every day. I love a good sour beer. I split it with somebody, but I'm not like, where can I get a six-pack of sour beer?
Yeah, no, yeah, there's no six. There's no sour six-packs.
I think it's just like...
Did Hazy's what?
Kill sour beer.
Sour Sixers.
Oh. I think it was Bros. Bros killed sour beer.
Bros?
I'm sorry.
Bro. Yeah. Oh,
bro,
come on, man.
All you brats.
Well, I think it, come on. It wasn't Bros. It was the not wine, but like,
the cocktail people.
Yeah. The hard, whatever. Insert hard.
The Booch Bros.
And whatever drink, insert hard in front of it is what.
So I think you might be onto something there, actually, because I think premix in cans on the go, like freaking road soda, mm-hmm. I think had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even White Claw.
Yeah. White Claw killed. Like the beginning of White Claw was the beginning of ending craft beer as far as a big thing.
Yeah, can we just say White Claw killed the craft beer store?
White Claw.
We can say that.
Video killed the craft beer store.
So that was my rant.
All right.
On that.
This might be not right. Tony Bag says that sour beer is dead, everyone. So
yeah,
take it up with Tony Bag.
Sour beer.
Our sour heads. Like nobody, Coors, that's a problem with sour beer drinkers. They don't have a cool nickname. There's no like Sabros or Sours or Sour. Ooh,
there
heads.
Should be. Maybe if we got more of like a cult following on craft beer in the sour segment, that it would have more of a following.
Yeah, yeah. Get sour beer needs to get better marketers.
Sour Bros.
Tart tits.
Tarts.
Tart Bros.
Tart tits.
Tart tits.
No?
I don't know.
Okay. Just throwing that. We're just spitballing here.
Does anyone remember Tartastic? The very short-lived tart kind of beer from Belgium.
Tartastic. I don't remember it,
but it's Tartastic, everybody.
I mean, everything has had a tastic. Everything has had a tastic behind it. There's nothing that hasn't had a tastic behind it. It's haze-tastic.
Blech. Tart haze. Has anyone made a tart hazy? I'm sure that it has been made.
I don't know.
Hazy tart.
I haven't had it.
Oh, aren't you a hazy little tart?
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah. I use that line in bars all the time, but never seems to work. Well, our friend that we've never met, Alex Kidd of Don't Drink Beer. We'll talk about uncomfortable stuff on the show. Alex, he discovered that he was having some abdominal pains, went to the hospital, discovered that he has stage 4 colon cancer, and it spread to his liver, and he's going through that right now, and just said that he has a long road ahead of him, and I just want to mention that we're thinking of Alex and Don't Drink Beer. And I know Alex is from Clovis. I know he's from the Fresno area, but I think he's from Clovis. And I think he actually worked at Tioga at least briefly, but lives in Los Angeles. Lives in Los Angeles and has a young family. And he's like huge in the craft beer social media. And he's like he's big on the rare beers, and like he organizes like a charity thing every year for like a breweries will send him like rare beers that he auctions off for charity every month, and he does amazing reviews of beer, like very unique. Nobody has better nobody
his can reviews review are a like beer. Second to none.
Yeah. Like, nobody reviews a beer like he does. So it's just and he also has a comedy beer comedy podcast. And all rights just a really huge asset to craft beer. And it's just crazy that this. He's younger. He's like, I believe your guys' age group. So it's just crazy that this would happen.
Age group, like we're super young.
Well, you are younger than I am.
We're you are young.
I'm old.
We're so young.
I'm old. I remember things.
Holy shit! Guys remember. I'm gonna reach out to him. I just like went on his deal, and holy fuck, yeah, that's crazy. I will say that like his wet ass Pilsner video like inspired so much in me. Like I was showing everyone, I'm like, you guys, this is genius.
Yeah, look at
like
this
is like better than the original song. Holy shit. We'll be reaching out personally, anyone to show support. And if you don't follow Don't Drink Beers, you are missing out on much amazing content. Yeah.
I don't understand how he's able to do it too. Like he does this bit with when he does unboxing videos on Instagram where he does this like character, and it's insanely funny. And I had messaged him once. I was like, dude, like I was just like assume like he has to write that before he opens the box because there's so many good jokes he does. And I was like, how much writing do you do with that? And he's like, no, I just open the box and go. And I'm like, dude, you like those are that's way too funny for you to just do off the cuff.
Yeah, he's quick, man. He's really quick. That's amazing. Amazing what he does. Like, you know, just all of his content. I was on vacation with my husband and my kid. We were up in Northern California, and I was reading his most recent review of Parabola. Uh-huh. And I was just like, you have to fucking read this. Like, it's just so genius how he like freaking both bolstered and put on a pedestal, but roasted the beer at the same time for everything that it's been in the past. And I was so in love with like his review of it. And I just wish him and his family all the best. And yeah. I will be reaching out with a private message.
And he just like, he's able to, yeah, he gets, cause I think most of the time when he's writing, when he's spoofing, he's really spoofing himself. And like, yeah. he just like gets beer geeks like to a level like only few can understand. So I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Cause he gets really technical, you know, and I think that that is what a lot of people who are in kind of like our wheelhouse of speaking about beer are looking for.
Right.
Because we, you know, at the base, let's be real guys. Like we all think it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, no,
no. Yeah.
This is
I hope
serious.
We have a little bit of sense of humor about ourselves,
but from a humorous standpoint, and we love it. Like you can, like, you we can think our family's ridiculous. We can, but we love them,
yeah, right? we can be super geeky about something, but also accept that like it's ridiculous at the same time, but also take it serious, but also understand like, yes, I know this is ridiculous, but I'm taking this seriously.
Right. And that's all I'm saying.
That's what craft beer is. And
I wouldn't be here if I thought it was really fucking stupid, guys.
Right.
What?
I think it's only just a little bit stupid. That's why I'm here.
Well, we're just having fun.
We're just having fun, guys.
We're having fun.
Well, all right.
Well.
Well, safe travels to Alex, and I hope kicks cancer's ass because it's a son of a bitch. And then, you know.
Damn.
Let's all take a deep breath.
I do that all day.
It's needed.
Deep oh, breath. Shit.
She called.
No, you didn't hear that.
Okay.
I was like, man, I missed you all the voicemails.
If I call you tonight and leave you a voicemail.
Interpretive dance to the voicemails.
Will you drink all the beer and tell me your song?
Can get on the show. It's 559-492-0542. That is a regular ass voicemail phone line that you can call 24/7 and leave a message on. Or if you no longer know how to work a phone and call a person with your voice, then you can record something and email to us, or just write an email to us. Perfect Pour Podcast at gmail.com, and we're gonna check in on the regular voicemails first and see if we got a caller.
What's up, everybody? It's Jay here. Oh, it's Friday morning, so probably guess what that means. I'm down here at TF for another release they have today. Today they're releasing it's called Superdelic 8.5% Hazy IPA. It's a single hop hazy for New Zealand hop called Superdelic. I haven't heard of it before, but I looked it up. So like the hop profile says flavors and aromas of red fruit. I'm not clear if that means like just fruits that are red, you know, like strawberries, cherries or whatever. Or there is actually a thing called red fruit from New Guinea. I don't know what that's. I can't find anything about it, but so yeah, red fruit, candy, citrus, and tropical fruit are the hop profiles of it. Should be pretty interesting. They always make really good hazy beers. So Mikey, like you said last week, you know, call in and talk about and hype the beers that come from your area. So
yeah, bro.
I'm going to talk about, oh, guess what? Templin Family Brewing. So I just wanted to point out some awards they received recently. So a few weeks ago down there at the Lagerville Beer Fest down there in Southern California, They actually took home the 2023 Lagavulin People's Choice Best Brewery Award. That's pretty cool. People starting to, you know, outside of Utah are starting to realize that, yeah, there's good breweries here in Utah. Next up, just yesterday or the day before, was the 2023 World Beer Cup. And so there was a couple Utah winners from there. There was a Grid City Brewing took a bronze for their English-style brown ale. Uinta Brewing took a silver for their American-style cream ale. But the ones that matter to me, anyway, was TF. So they won. They took a silver in the International Dark Lager category for their Triple Brett. It's an 8.3% oak-aged dark lager aged on Montmorency cherries. It's rested in oak cask for 14 months. And they use a blend of three different Brett strains, and it's bottle conditioned with champagne yeast. This is a Brett beer that actually tastes good. Like they know how to make a Brett beer actually taste good, and I'm like
Brett beer
and horse
sweat.
That's
not real.
And the top thing they want a gold. It's in the juicy hazy strong pale ale, but it's a hazy IPA. It's 6.5%. It's called Squirrel. That's one of their yearly seasonal releases.
Sounds like a U2 album.
That was my nickname in junior high.
It's really good stuff. So.
Oh. Let's see. I think it's probably going to continue here. I'm guessing.
Did his phone die?
Grace
maybe.
Mutos.
No, he hit the 3-minute mark. Yep. No, it's all right. But yeah, we get the gist. Utah's winning awards in SoCal. That's the thing that I remember from that.
It's a major award.
It's a major award.
This is a major award. It's fragile.
So apparently Utah makes better lagers than Southern California does.
That's right.
It's because it's cold.
But we beer have best, the arrogance.
Yeah, we're more arrogant, though.
Beer best. Okay. Yeah, this is our own made-up thing. This is Hoppy Libations. And
it's Hoppy.
Hubs and
Pittsburgh Bomb.
Having it again.
Dang.
Get it. That's
the
a get
power
it.
Fest.
To get it.
End of our get it. We went to 7 different breweries. Holy shit. I have to pull up.
Oh, shit.
Fucking what? Shit.
Right Ubering,
we started off at Grist House.
Grist House. Strange Fuck. Roots.
7 Brew and you're still able to call? That might be a record.
Yes. Oh my God. Brew Gentleman changed my life. I cried there.
Definitely visited 7. For sure. If you cried.
And then we hit up, let's see here, not Old Thunder. Leaning Cask, then Old Thunder, Arboretum Trail.
That's where we had the untapped orgasm.
And then
they did it.
Those are my favorite orgasms.
And then we are back at Pittsburgh Tom's.
If only you went to a park today.
We don't remember to call in until after our beer crawl.
Yeah, it was a good time, and I was doing some research there for Radar Palooza 2023 in Pittsburgh.
Radar Palooza is going to be legit. I am trying so hard to go because
I really want to come up here.
Yeah, these breweries are amazing.
Yeah, some awesome stuff.
Wow. Yeah, and the thing that we were talking about, because with me and Hoppy Hubs, the breweries over at our place, over in the Tampa Bay area, like most of them are in really shit locations.
Shopping centers.
Yeah, like strip malls Clovis. And stuff like that. And,
oh man, Clovis. Yeah.
And so they tried real hard to have like a good aesthetic and everything, but these places here Casa are, Robles. You know, they are... like Old Thunder was an old post office. I mean, they have some really nice. Awesome historic buildings that they have rejuvenated and turned some pretty gentrified areas into really great craft beer locations. So this is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful spots, and they're making really good beer out here. And
really good beer. Yeah. So we had a great time, and I want to apologize for being cut off at the last episode's voicemail because I was saying that I was meeting Pittsburgh Tom here. I was also giving some props to Rad Stacy for being an awesome co-host and for bringing female presence to the craft beer area.
That's enough praise. Don't praise her anymore. That's good.
I'm just spreading my craft.
Her head is huge.
Famali.
Keep up the good work.
Willard.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, man. The Radar Palooza in Pittsburgh. It's going to be so crazy, bro.
That sounds awesome. And can I just say, Hoppy Libations, that you and I share a friend.
What?
On. Good work,
guys. Uh-oh.
Sorry. Share a friend on what?
Untapped? On Untapped.
Uh-oh.
Wait, and
is it the friend I'm thinking of?
It is. And so you're the reason I accepted this friend. And they started sending me really weird fucking messages.
Uh-oh. But, are you gonna you want to talk about that right now? You can.
I mean, it was just funny because she called in and it was like took me back to my back and forth with, he's a weirdo, Paul Richardson on Untapped, Madam Hoppy Libations. You might want to look out for this guy. Mm-hmm. And if he has sent you some of the most, you know, some similar messages, you might want to block him, possibly. But he said, what did he say? He's like, hey, have you been to the park? And I said, what park? And he said, any park. And then he said, yes or no. And I said,
wow.
Yeah. And I was like, no.
No.
And he said,
not
been, and
then
he said, can I ask you something else, please?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, what is this about? You're exactly? Like, it seems weird. That was my response. And he said, do people bounce on you sometimes at the park? Yes
bounce,
or no?
Bounce on you?
Wow.
Bounce on you?
And I said, that's none of your goddamn business.
who I let bounce on me at the park is my business, not yours.
But I work like close to Roding Park. So obviously like
that a lot would of be bouncing. There's to, yeah. Yeah. You can find park. Somebody bouncing on someone where, you know, whatever tree. Yeah. You're behind.
And then I said, you know, this is a beer app and not a dating app, right? And he said, okay, I'm sorry. I said, yeah, don't be weird, man. Good grief. Good and he grief. Said, he said, I'm forgiven. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah,
really this, good. And I said, no. And he said, how will you give me one more chance? And I said, you never had a first chance, like, let alone. One more.
You never got
500,000 to start.
And then that was it. That was all I got. Dude. But hey, Paul Richardson, listen, Hoppy Libations, block this fool. He's weird.
Block this fool. Well, there's something I mentioned this on the show some time ago. There's some sort of weird, like, I guess it's like spam or some, your DM is very familiar but yet different, but like I had like a couple of DMs like very similar to this, like they're out of the blue from somebody that's like checked in the one beer and then like start DM. So I had a DM from let me see if my screen is like dark as hell, so now I can't read this, but fuck, like this person called Fonseca.
Ooh.
And this is a quote unquote woman on Untappd. I don't know if it's a person or a bot, but the first DM is, hope I'm free to ask questions. And then I didn't respond. Sure. And then later was like, she just sent question marks. So then I finally just respond with, I feel a setup coming. And she says, I don't get you. What do you mean? I said, nobody does, Fonseca. So right now I'm like feeling like either I'm talking to a bot or talking to some sort of scam person. So, but I'm also like curious, like, what the hell is this? So I have to keep going. So she goes, I still don't understand what you're talking about. I said, so you troll lame dudes like me on Untappd? And she responds with question marks. And I said, so
do you, I don't understand. This yes. is an app.
And then I go, so what? Do you have questions that need to be answered? I said, I only wanted to ask questions because that's how you get to know people and you have not met before. And are you also free to ask? You are also free to ask me anything. That's how we get to know people. And yes. I was like, okay. And she says, it's fine. You should know that the only way we get to know ourselves better is by asking questions. And we will have the most honest with our, we have to be most honest with our answer because I only know honest people. And I said, that's cool. And she says, where are you chatting from? And I go, and then I answer like you're kind of saying, Ratsy, I said, why are you on Untappd?
Right. I'm like, what the fuck is
like,
this?
And then she says again, where are you chatting from? And I said, I'm at your mom's.
Oh,
so I did a mom's joke just to see what she would do. And she goes, at my mom? And I said, you are such an adorable bot. And then I go, Sammy or Dave, as in a Van Halen, the old time question, are you a Sammy or Dave fan? And she goes, who is Sammy and Dave? And then I just said, drink plenty of water and listen to 1984 on Spotify and then listen to 5150 and then come back and tell me who. And then she says, LOL. And then that was the last time she ever DM'd me. So I don't know what the hell that is. But I don't like, I'm waiting for the pitch. When's the pitch of like,
I need money. Yeah. Send me money.
But it like never comes.
That's usually how it goes. Yeah. And this person, so this guy joined, or this person, I don't want to assign a gender at all, but joined December 25th, so Christmas Day 2016, and is checked in to 46 beer.
46? See, that seems like a legitimate person.
Yeah, not legitimate. I mean, the last beer that they signed into was Bombardier Amber Glorious English Ale on the 23rd. Or no, wait, sorry, the 2nd of May.
And that's a weird-ass beer to be checking.
Bombardier.
What the hell is that beer?
Wacky. But yeah, I've gotten a couple of messages of people. This guy was the weirdest, though. So, you know, because Hoppy Libations called in, I just want to let you know that I accepted this person because we had a mutual friend.
Like,
I feel like Hoppy. I might do the same to you, so watch out.
Yeah, be careful. Not everybody you think you're in Untappd, you're safe from any kind of spam or scammers, but apparently they know to go in and Untappd, and like I guess it's some sort of long play. Like, they're going to friend you for, like, years, and then they're finally going to spring it on you. By the way, my brother is trapped in New Guinea, and if you could send me $10,000, I could get him out of there.
Yeah, and I just, like, the whole thing was funny when it was like, hi, how are you? Hi, good, thanks. Can I ask you something? Sure. Do you go to the park? I'm sorry, what park? Any park. Yes or no? Any park?
What the hell is that opening question?
Any park?
Do
you go to the park?
Yeah, the whole do people bounce on you sometimes, yes or no?
Oh, you mean the park with the trees? Oh, yes, I do go to the park with the trees and grass. Oh, we go to the same park with the trees and the grass.
Yeah, and the waterfalls.
The fucking loop.
And the one, cool muscle car.
One hot rod.
That's the Clovis part.
Single hot rod. Still up there.
Oh, wow.
And then the day it wasn't there, we were like, oh, man.
Oh,
hey, stop having fun with your by yourselves.
No, you missed it all.
Damn it.
Brad Stacy so just told the secret to life.
Damn it. I always wanted to know that.
So her and I are going to live forever now.
Damn
you
it.
Apparently
well,
are going to die.
You guys can You're be bad. At my funeral and laugh at my grave. I'm like, ha ha.
Yeah. we're going to drink our slushy beers at your funeral.
Yeah. No, you're not.
At least I'll get some commission off of it.
We're gonna tell people everything you loved is everything you really hated.
No.
Like, oh, Mikey. Nice. Oh, he loves slush IPAs. Here.
No, it's not true.
I bought a beer from Alvarado Street called the Ninth Anniversary.
Have you started recording it yet?
Yes. Yes. We're back.
Okay.
We're back.
So.
Oh, that. Okay. That's
we have
the backup.
This as proof.
The backup. Yeah.
That I coined that term, Westie. Remember, like, I don't know how long ago, a year and a half.
Oh, that's a Paul thing.
Maybe 2 years ago, I called in and said, I've started to call West Coast IPAs Westies. Is it possible that it started with me and somebody heard it and somebody told somebody else and somebody at Alvarado Street caught wind of it and now they're calling their West Coast beers Westies?
Sue
I don't know. But
sue the bastard. 1-800
sue the bastard.
Sue him.
That was the first. The originator.
Cease and desist.
Also,
D&D.
Hold on 1 second. I lost my train of thought because I got interrupted. I heard you guys mentioned.
Yeah, we didn't get interrupted just now.
Mentioning the Catalina wine mixer, and I am so
fucking
used to hearing
Catalina
you guys
wine mixer.
Say local references that I could have sworn I heard the. Kettleman City wine mixer.
Kettleman City wine mixer. Kettleman City wine mixer.
Thinking. And then finally I realized Catalina. Okay. Anyway, that's all.
Kettleman wine mixer.
Cheers. Bye.
I wish. Dude, let's make that happen.
Kettleman
actually.
City wine mixer. Well, that's where you know, the Paso Robles people and the Fresno people can meet in a neutral ground is Kettleman City. And we can all meet there and have
Holiday Inn.
Have some In and Out, Holiday Inn, some Denny's, and whatever that strip mall, like fun,
the In and Out burger,
whatever that fun food area is there, that like.
By the In-N-Out Burger.
The Old West style. Like
Bravo Farms.
Yeah, Bravo Farms. Let's just meet at Bravo Farms, and then we can all give a handshake and have it like a sign a treaty and say that.
So I'm going to send this bit to them, and I'm going to say, hey, we just discovered a whole new money-making endeavor for you guys. The Kettleman Wine, the Kettleman City Wine Mixer.
Yep.
Yeah. I am down. It's all box wine, by the way. All of it.
Oh, the best box
wine.
You
gotta slap the
bag. And you can have bags. You can have bag beer. Can we have bag beer from BJ's Brewery?
I hope so. Make it happen.
All right.
Guys.
Bagged
beer. BJ's Brewery will donate bag beer.
The bib. It's the bib fest.
I'm looking it up, and there is no Kettleman City wine mixer yet.
Wow.
We are the first. Let's do it.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? There isn't one already.
The dry ice PA.
We're going to debut the dry ice PA.
Perfect Pours Dry Ice IPA.
You heard it here first.
By Kettleman City Brewing.
Holy shit. They don't have
a brewing company. It's so hot in Kettleman
City. No, they don't have a brewing company, Rad Susie.
Well, Bravo Farms has a wine down gallery, so I don't know. They have stuff.
By the way, I don't know how they have enough people around to work at all those things at Kettleman City. Kettleman City's like 200 people live there, and they live
underground.
There's a shit ton of things there. Like, how do they find the people to work there? Like, and there's also
from Hanford,
from I guess, and from the Kalinga, maybe, but
Avenal,
also in Fresno County on I-5, there's I-5 and Pinoche. There's a Tesla charging station there, and there's five different gas stations and. There used to be a Foster Freeze, but it's closed. And then there used to be an apricot restaurant there as well, and it closed. But, there's all these businesses, and then they would have to draw from Mendota, which is, a half-hour drive away from it. So you drive, 30 minutes to go to your job that pays you $9 an hour. It's just, it's insane.
Oh, it's, $15 now. $15 an hour now.
Oh, okay.
It's $17 at the at McDonald's in Anaheim.
They'll put you up at the Holiday Inn if you need a ride. Mm. You know, or if you need to stay. No,
it's a Best Western. The one at Pinocchio 95 is the Best Western.
Guess what?
Come on, Red.
I'm in Paris, France.
What?
Yes, I am.
Howdy.
And I've tried,
why did you bring Colin with you?
A few beers here. I wanted to make it to a brewery, but it was until late. And it was kind of out of the way, and I'd have to take a bus to get there, and I didn't really feel like it.
Taking damn it
was one thing.
Taking a bus
was another thing. Anyways, from a local grocery store just up the street from my Airbnb, I did try two pale ales that were local. They were both kind of malty. Not really hoppy.
Shitty.
Not my favorite.
Meaning shitty.
But I did have Hazy Jane by Brewdog.
Brewdog.
And that was delicious. It really was. So I would say, you know.
Don't tell anyone.
The Scottish, I guess, know how to make a hazy IPA. And the Parisians don't really know how to make a good pale ale.
Now, they judge you when you bought that hazy.
This is for profiling purposes.
But the two I tried in the grocery store weren't my favorite. Paris is a wonderful city. There's so much to see and do. The people were very, very nice. Everything I heard has not been true. The city was clean. The people were not rude. And it was just beautiful. Versailles was amazing. Had all kinds of cool decorations and sights and everything. And then
none of it's original.
The Moulin Rouge went last night. My friend Jan is here with me. And we went there, and they sat us at a table for two on the stairs, and we shared a bottle of champagne, and we watched this amazing show. The theatrics were just amazing, and the girls are topless. So it's not – I guess I was expecting the pasties. I don't know if that's just an American thing, but yeah, they were totally topless. And
okay.
It's nice.
Now Colin's jealous.
Artistic. It was beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why? Because he doesn't have pasties.
Yeah,
it's a really cool thing. I would recommend
nice
to anybody and everybody to go and see it. If you just want your socks blown off. So, not much about beer.
Just my socks.
A little about culture. Ooh. And tomorrow I'm flying to Zurich, Switzerland, and I'm going to be traveling around Switzerland for a bit. So I'll call you guys next week, and I'll update you on the beer scene in Switzerland.
Please
keep up the good work.
It's a tap room. Do they allow children in their tap rooms?
Do they allow children in Switzerland? That's the question.
No, definitely not.
Good job, Janine. So, good report, Janine.
Just messed the place up.
Do they? You really like?
Janine is the world traveling right now.
Do you know
that?
Does Europe frown upon children in tap rooms, Stacey? Do you know this?
I did not know that, but I've been to Paris. And I've been to many parts of France, and I agree that the people are way nicer than folks give them credit for.
I've never heard of many parts. What part of
many
France
parts
is that?
Many parts. Well, I spent time in Epernay. I feel like we talked about this last episode, actually. anyway. Paris
Champagne.
Is great. Yeah, I drank a lot.
I just want to go to Moët. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, so fun.
It's fun.
But they definitely judge you for the hazy.
Oh, they'd be like, you're
hard
from
judge.
America.
Hard.
Do you want the croissant with
VA
that
cycle
hazy?
Checking in from Iowa.
I want some French fries.
I'm driving across the countryside on the way home from the big city.
I'm driving.
To pick you up that oyster stout I was telling you about last time I called in. Had to drive to, unfortunately, drive into the belly of the beast. Tap room that they had it now was in Iowa City, which is a place that cyclones of respected character don't like to go very often. So, hey guys, I went in there and I got that beer. Had a taste of it before I left with the crowler, and I really liked it. I think you guys will enjoy it, especially I really think it's going to hit the spot for you, Nick. I'm not going to describe it. I don't want you guys to form your own opinion, but I think you'll really enjoy it.
Do you want to poison the water?
Come out funky like I was afraid it might.
Influence my opinion,
so I think
please.
It's a really quality beer, so I think you'll enjoy it. And on the way home, This is a jackpot shipment for you, Nick. I had a beer recommended to me. It's actually a triple IPA. It was on the way home, so I stopped and got that too. It's also going to be a crowler, so buckle up. But it's not a hazy, but it didn't pour clear. I don't know that it's filtered, or maybe it's just it's got a billion hops in it.
It's a triple IPA. 1 billion hops.
I had a taste of that too, and it was really good. I don't really like West Coast IPAs, but it started out a little bit juicy, but then, man, it was dry at the end. So many hops. So I think you'll really enjoy it. Just to give you a hint, in the app it said IBU, if you believe in that thing, IBU.
I don't believe in IBU.
20. So I think you
got what?
Oh, 20?
Get a kick.
Or 20.
Yeah, divide it up if however you guys think. Other than that, oh, one more thing I wanted to tell you. I just listened to the episode this week. You guys were talking about the thiolized beers.
Thiolized, and,
Mikey, you probably forgot that beer I sent you from Dimensional was a collab beer.
Yeah.
And it had the thiolized boost in it.
Yeah. So I remember.
A thiolized beer.
That boosted.
Damn it. But I went on my newsletter and said I'd never had one.
It'll say in the
description
that it has a thio boost in it.
I got thio boosted, and I didn't even know it.
Give it a more tropical
flavor
to it, I guess you could say. But, yeah, I think it's a great trend. I'm really excited to see what the creative brewers do with the thio boosts. I think it's probably going to be the trend of 2023, so I'm excited to see what else comes out of that. Other than that, man, it's been a hot, humid week. All week's been like 95% humidity here in Iowa and 85 degrees. So not really ready for summer yet. I'm going to enjoy some more spring on the patio, drinking some beer and mowing the lawn.
Yeah, patio weather.
Once the sun goes down, it's all good.
And catch you later, guys. Bye.
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 Iowa.
Iowa.
Bye. It's been great patio weather. Come on. Come on, Rad Stacy. We don't know what.
I'll be at Gizzy.
I don't have a patio.
You don't have a. Rad Stacy, I was at your house earlier today, and I'm sure your house has a patio of some sort.
Wait, did you look over the fence?
No, but I'm just like. You've got a house built. I'm going to say, I don't know, but I'm going to say your house was built in 1946.
1945.
Oh, I was 1 year off. That's fucking good. Admit it, Nick. Admit it. That's fucking good.
No.
Come on.
No.
1 year off. Come on.
Yeah.
That's good. You I know my Fresno.
Knowledge. You have insider knowledge.
No, I don't. I didn't.
Yes, you do. You have a.
I have a sister that lives in the same block.
Relative
yes. That lives but in the I area. Don't. I don't even know what year her house is built. That I just. But, I just came up with my own. My yeah. own
like,
knowledge.
I did some reading and that looks like.
I did some nice reading. And looks like the architecture from the 1940s.
Typical post-war Fresno.
Yeah, that's a post-war typical Fresno house.
Post-World War II track housing is exactly what you live in.
But no, you got to have a backyard of some sort.
We do. What's funny, well, it wasn't funny at the time, but so there's steps that go up to the house and then steps that go down, right? Yeah. So there's no...
In case of flood, you guys are good.
Yeah. We are good, but if you have a broken foot and you're on either a wheelchair or a knee scooter, you can't get out of the house or into the house. So my husband built me this ramp when I broke my foot years back.
That's a good guy.
And he was like, let me test it first, because he was like, I don't know if I built it at quite the right pitch that you won't break your other goddamn foot, right? So
so he lubed up the old toboggan and went for a ride?
He did, and he ate it. A little bit. And so he's like, well, I better give it a slightly longer landing. And then once we got it right, it was pretty good. But yeah, there's three steps that come up. And we also have a milk delivery.
Yes. One of those little doors. Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah. And there's also a back door.
Is that where the milkman slipped out of the back?
No, that's where he slipped it in.
Well, and there's a doorbell on the back door and the front door, because that's how it was back in the day.
Different
you
know, sound.
Your neighbors, have, people didn't have fences.
No, your neighbors came from the back and they rang the back doorbell.
We have an alley, and many of our neighbors still have garages that open up into the alley. Yeah, it's very wild. Very old time.
Wild stuff.
Yeah, we had a big vote actually a couple years back on closing off the alley.
Yeah, did you guys gate it?
We did it. We did it, and it's been great. Actually, I agree. With
Well,
that.
I mean, my parents lived on the other side of where you live, of that that school of where you live, and they had the same. They have the same issue. No, not Daly. The other
Hamilton.
One. Yes. Well, I was letting you not reveal the school. They left left their alley open, and my dad did have to call Hamilton on occasion and say, like, hey, you got some kids back here behind my house doing stuff.
Yeah. Smoking the reefer.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm really glad
they're not sharing.
They're not sharing it to me. So I called them. I was like, hey, you guys got to share. They're like, no. I'm like, all right, I'm calling your fucking school office.
Your school.
So, like, we voted yes on the closing it off because we had like a bunch of like vagrants going through. And we have all of our neighbors have dogs, and they were, you know, barking at them or whatever. But the people who were voting against it, like the reason that some people were against it was because they were like, well, now I have to take my garbage cans all the way out to the front.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, oh, an extra 5 feet.
Yeah, five feet's a lot.
The fuck?
I mean, really? Come on now. I mean, I got to put flip flops on now.
Yeah. We're like, really? Now my neighbors have to see me. Now my neighbors have to see me. I don't want that. And then they might be out there, and then I got to talk to them. They're like, hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm already naked. I can't go outside again.
Well, now all of the squirrels that randomly just drop dead back there don't have to be disturbed.
That's a good point. I've never seen a dead squirrel over here.
Yeah.
I used to put like the random dead squirrels I'd find. I would pose them with old beer and take pictures of them.
Wow.
Would you hang them on your clothesline?
That's an art project.
Maybe. It was a really fun art project. Go ahead.
Guys, can you hear me?
No.
I'm driving.
Yes.
Scotty. I'm actually driving.
Oh, what?
It's been a while since I left a voicemail where I was actually driving.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, I just left in Cinerani, and
Fresno County Brewery.
I had their Dabbing Mosaic.
Really good.
I had to take a 4-pack with me. And the main reason for this voicemail is because the last episode, which I just finished the whole episode. It's only Saturday.
And oh, my God.
Caught up. Nice.
I am on it.
He's on it.
I am on like Donkey Kong lately.
Boom.
But, when Rad Stacy said, hey, if you want to name a beer after the incident with the Clovis Bomb Squad and the mortar shell thing the Korean War, I think that's a great idea, and she actually said the what I think the best name would be, Scarin' Karen, huh? Or Scarin' Karen.
I think Scarin' Karen would be
Scarin' Karen.
Huh?
I like the name of that.
She was.
And I'm
scared.
Thinking it should be a beer that's either red.
I have it a client
beer.
Coming you know, over.
Like, because if a mortar shell like kills people, there's blood and guts and gore, right? Or a black colored beer, because you know when you kill people with a mortar shell, it's dark.
What if I have a client coming over
and dark, right? So if it were to be a black beer, I think a new dark beer style should emerge. How about this?
A phoenix.
This is like a retread. Cascadian Dark Lager.
Yeah.
A black IPL.
Cascadian.
I always thought Cascadian Dark Ale. Sounds so stupid. It's like it's a black IPA, you know? Or for the red beer, I mean, there's like a ton of different red beers. You got your red IPAs, you got your Flanders red, you know, you got, I don't know what else you got. There's a bunch of red beers. There's Irish red ales.
Yeah, there's red.
There's red lagers.
Yeah, yeah.
All kinds of red stuff. Yeah. Micheladas.
That's a totally different thing.
Micheladas. Oh, really, guys? I just wanted to leave a voicemail before I forgot. The hell I was going to leave a voicemail about. So, keep up the great work. Oh, wait a minute. You know, I still have time, don't I? How much time do I have?
You don't have to take up the whole 3 minutes, everyone.
I gotta fill up this.
Everyone's got this thing. We're like, well, it's 3 minutes. I gotta use all the 3 minutes.
We're twinsies. We're opposites. He prefers
they're like goldfish.
To be a fest goer. I prefer to be a fest borer. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Fun.
Oh my god.
I don't give a shit. I don't know. But anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Bye.
Bye.
So I think it should be a blonde ale. Because that's Karens are mostly blonde, right? It should be a blonde ale.
Wow.
In dark packaging, just like 805, right? It's like it's super, there's a fucking bitch inside there.
Yeah.
And all these bros are just like, oh, I want that 805, that dark beer. And I'm like, you know, it's just the packaging.
Oh, like the Modelo, the dark Modelo, the dark 805.
Yeah, no, people come up to the bar at the garden all the time. And it's like, I want that dark beer, that 805. And Doug's like,
what?
You know that it's just the label that's dark, right? And they're just like, what?
What are you?
Yeah, they're like, so what?
He just confused
them. What are you fucking me? Are you calling me a pussy?
Yeah. What? It's like,
what did you just say to me, bro? Nothing, man. I'll get your 805.
You know what? Here you go. You want a big one, right? You seem like a big one.
You seem like a big guy. It's probably got a big penis. Fuck yeah, I got a big penis.
You want that 24-ounce?
You want to show you my penis right now? Nah, I'm good. No, I'll show it to you. It's big.
I don't have my glasses on.
So. Oh, yo, so.
Anyway,
what's going on, guys? It is Colin.
I am
at home, chilling out,
lonely
getting ready to go
Colin.
See Monster Trucks.
Poor Colin.
Which should
just
be kind
in
of
his
fun.
Hot
it
tub
wasn't
by
really
himself.
My idea.
No
Last
wife.
Weekend, I wanted to go see the motocross because I'm super into, well, it's supercross, but
look what he
want to see that. So we saw
he
that. And my friend is like, I want to see Monster Trucks. And I was like, okay, I'll go see Monster Trucks.
Okay, I don't have a wife now.
Seeing that tonight. I'm going to drink a bunch of banquets. Here in Colorado, we call them banquets. I don't know if you guys call them that or not.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Banquet
burgers. Colorado thing. I'm not sure. I can't wait for you guys
cans.
To try a thialized beer. Cans. Tell me what you think. I think it's kind of nasty. I don't know. It's got a specific flavor to it. But it's kind of cool to see the whole thing coming together on the thialized thing. Mike, you want a style watch? Well, you got style watch. So
yep.
There's a new thing in Colorado now.
You did it.
It's called Crayon IPAs.
What?
So they taste just like regular, like, it's kind of like a West Coast mix between a West Coast and an East Coast. But they smell like crayons. It's insane. So I don't even know how they do it. I decided not to ask anybody.
Let's go.
Crayon beers. Let's then style watch the next style watch. We got to move on from thialized already. We've already been doing that for a minute.
It's done.
Sounds wacky.
I don't know. Got no Janine. Got nothing to do except
Poor
for monster
Colin.
Trucks. Hang out with some friends.
What about the Rockies?
It's going to be a good day, though. I'm already having a beer.
Lunch, we're
I'm
going
to go to Perry's Pizza.
Santa
I'm
going to
have
Cook.
A Pliny, maybe. They always have Pliny on tap.
Oh, the Nuggets.
As a single cam knows.
The Nuggets.
Good spot to hang out.
Denver Nuggets.
You guys enjoy your weekend and your week and whatever else is going on. And don't forget to keep up the good work, guys.
I won't forget. Colin, you gotta watch them
Tell
Nuggets.
Me what to
Lakers,
do.
Lakers versus Nuggets, man. Are the Nuggets gonna make the NBA finals finally?
Nuggets.
I know my sons didn't make it. Yeah, you guys care. Don't act like you care.
I don't care.
I'm not acting.
Hey, yo, homies, it's your friendly neighborhood. True,
no acting here.
Man. It's True Your Beer Vatos. How you, homies,
What's
doing?
Up,
check it out. Quick
Heavy
thing.
Hitters calling
happy belated
in.
Mother's Day and happy belated Fur Mommy Day, homie. There's a lot of pet owners out there that treat their pets like their kids. So, you know, happy Fur Mommy Day to you guys. So, quick thing. Fantastico happened, homie. Fantastico weekend just happened. With A1A Brewery for my Fantastico Golden Ale with vanilla and coffee bean. I'd love to give a big ups, big thank you to Ant-Man and Robin for pulling up and showing some support.
Nice.
Thank you guys, the family, the friends, the followers, everybody that showed up. Thank you so much. It was a test pilot, 30 gallons. That day, just in the 3 hours that we were there, we blew 2 kegs, which was, 10 gallons of fucking Fantastico, which is fucking good, awesome. Stacey? The following day, Sunday.
That's a lot.
My understanding from Brian, one of the owners of A1A Brewery, hit me up and said that they are down to a keg and a half as of Monday. Today is Wednesday. So maybe there's some, maybe there isn't. I will be swinging by on Friday to see if there's any left. But from the podcast or from the interview we had, this thing is going to go some into their podcast. Bigger kettle.
Other fucking podcast.
Instead of 30 gallons, what is it going to be? 200 and something gallons or 320 gallons? So if off the hook, off the start,
are you serving that in pints, my friend? They were going to make
more of it. That was a blessing. Thank you to Craft Beer Republic for doing what you did, and all the friends and family. And I met a lot of people there that I didn't know that knew who I was. But it was awesome shaking hands and kissing babies, homie. Other than that, Mother's Day happened Sunday. Took the wifey, the mom, and my sister over to San Pedro Fish Market in Long Beach.
Yeah.
For some mariscos and some seafood.
Thanks for the invite.
Bomb ass micheladas. If you don't like micheladas, I don't really drink micheladas, but when I'm at the San Pedro Fish Market, those micheladas off the hook, off the chain, let it hang. Best micheladas I've ever had. And then from there, took the wifey to Beachwood, homie. Had to hit Beachwood. We're right around the corner, homie. Ooh.
Been there.
10 minutes away. Had it. You got to do it. All right. I won't make this too long. Thanks, everybody, for pulling up and showing up. There is another collabo in the mix with another brewery. I'll keep you posted on that. And that should be somewhere in between in the summertime. So, man. Let's go from there. I'll call you back if I remember anything else that I want to talk about. This is Chew Your Beer, and the weekend has been fantastico. I had to watch your pizza,
Hey, if that gallon report is correct, and those are 16-ounce pours, that was over 2,500 servings.
Dude.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, it's pretty wild. And I will say that T-Bag said he was pretty pissed because he saw you check in at Beachwood and you didn't call him.
Ooh, Chew! Oh!
Just calling it out. Another thing.
Is Tony in Long Beach?
He is in Long Beach.
Oh my gosh, that's my old town, baby. Yeah,
living there. And I will also say that friggin' micheladas are my jam. And if you have the spicy shrimp going on, I am all in. So please call me.
Wow.
Into it.
Like, yeah, call. If you're having micheladas, call Rad Stacy.
And we'd like to thank Rad Stacy for her last podcast.
Yeah, whatever. You can't keep me out.
Oh.
There will be riots. Start my own michelada. Rad
you remember when the Perfect Pour had Rad Stacy on and then she talks about micheladas?
Those days? Those were great.
And then she talked about micheladas and then shamed her because she likes micheladas.
We're as low as we can get. Where are we going to go?
Yeah. Hold on. Tell me. Why do you hate it so much?
Hey, guys.
What? Yeah. Why, Nick? Well,
if I want a Bloody Mary, I'll order a Bloody Mary. Am I going to ruin my beer?
That has vodka in it. That's a whole
exactly. That's another drink altogether.
There's no dissolved CO2. There's no, like, and there's also too much alcohol.
Ruin a beer.
Why are you being so militant?
Too much alcohol.
Wait, did you just say too much alcohol?
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, vodka is too much. It's too much.
What?
Oh my gosh, that's too much alcohol. You guys.
Is it fruity?
Okay.
I'm not in Paso Robles, okay? That's too much alcohol. Yeah.
Never heard of such a concept, but okay.
I feel like I don't know you guys at all.
If I want to drink that much alcohol, I'll go to Paso Robles, where it's 120 degrees.
I feel like we're just here drawing dicks on things.
And there's 80. Now what? And there, every time you turn around, there's a Karen behind you going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be here?
Where'd you get that Michelada?
Are you supposed to be here?
Michelada.
Who do you know here? Do you live here? Who do you know here?
Where is here?
Where can you hear me?
Is what I'm
driving. Hey, it's Wazoo. Got done with the work day and hollered a work colleague. I said, hey, you done with work? Nice. He said, let me check with the girlfriend because she drove me today because we carpooled. I said, okay. Shit. He said, hey, guess what? She said, I'm free. I said, great. I'll come pick you up. Let's go get a beer. He said, roger that. So we headed over to Mindscape Fermentations, a little fermentorium in Rockland, California. They ferment everything. They got kimchi. They got salt. They got beer. They got seltzer. They got cider. No cider. Sorry, no cider today. And kombucha.
Savory.
So we sat down and ordered some beers. So I started off with a rice lager called Divide by Zero. Delicious, incredible beer. I really, really, really wanted some sushi with this beer. It was just good. It was like clean and a little bit sweet, and just like when you want a bubbly beer that tastes like bubbly beer, this was a bubbly beer that tasted like, you guessed it, bubbly.
Oh my
beer.
God.
That's when you get a Michelada.
I was like, bubbly. I gotta try something different. So I went to a little hazy IPA called Tiger Kitten. Which had a description, one of the words said purr. So I was like, all right, I'll try that. Hit all the marks. Soft mouthfeel, kind of like vanilla cake batter with tropical fruit. And it was just delicious. Just super stinking delicious. Finished that off. Then I went to a small pour of their imperial stout with vanilla beans and cacao called Magia Oscura.
Cacao.
Cacao. Really good. Like the vanilla on this and the cacao is crazy good. Cacao. Smooth, thick, rich mouthfeel. Just way tasty. And then they had a golden stout on called Golden Enigma, which the vanilla on this golden stout was incredible. It just kind of blew my face off. And so I got to go back and get my face. And then I had to try the
kombucha. So hey, guys, do you have a face one there? Called,
Daydreamer,
which had guava. I think I have my face.
Orange in it, which was really good, refreshing and bubbly and light. And then my colleague there, his girlfriend showed up, and she had a strawberry kombucha, which was really tasty, like just a barely underripe strawberry in like seltzer water. It was really, really good. Also had a spicy kimchi grilled cheese sandwich. Which hit the spot. I didn't take anything home.
Snavery.
I didn't have a growler with me. So. Fantastic. Mindscape Fermentations, Rockland, California. It's right off of I-80 in Rockland, right next to a little place called Loomis, California. That's all I got, guys.
North Valley, man.
Be safe. Check your dates. Have fun. Bye.
North Valley.
I'm in.
Bye.
So I've right got now? To.
I'm in Granite Bay.
Comment on vanilla. Vanilla is vanilla is one of the most perceptible flavors to the human palate, right? Like vanilla is, you don't need much of it at all to taste it when you're only smelling it, right?
What does vanilla taste like?
Fucking vanilla. There's nothing that can be compared to it, right? Vanilla is vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And
put it in your pancakes. You're welcome.
Like, I feel when vanilla is overt at a brewery, I'm like, what the fuck are you hiding?
What are you doing?
And I know that this is like a very like devil's advocate thing. Like, 'cause everyone loves vanilla, right? Like, hey, I don't know what I want. I'll just get the vanilla ice cream. I don't know. This beer. Oh, it's vanilla. You know, whatever. No, it's like,
seriously, I put it in my pancake mix.
Yeah. I mean, you put it in anything because it's supposed to, but really you don't put too much, right? Because you want it to enhance some of the other shit you've got going on, right? Like, it enhances, if you do it right, it enhances nutty flavors. It can enhance fruity flavors, all of that stuff. But too much, if that's all you're getting is vanilla, then I'm just like, they fucked that shit up. And they don't want you to know.
Ooh.
I know that I'm like really putting a vanilla turd into this whole conversation, but You're probably not wrong.
That's... Yeah. Vanilla turds. Vanilla turds. A drop will do you.
Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. That was fun.
thanks for contributing your vanilla content.
Yeah. Any kind of vanilla content, Rad Stacey is ready for it.
Vanilla hour.
What's wrong with your comments? You got to throw so much vanilla.
Everyone's gonna have a real bad day tomorrow.
That's not true. Tragic across destiny.
There's gonna be a lot of napping at work tomorrow. Rad underscore Stacy with an E. What were you drinking this week?
I went to a weird bar called Holly's Drinkers Hall of Fame.
Holly's Drinkers Hall of Fame? That's not
Holly's Drinkers Hall of Fame.
That's not what it was called.
That's what it was called.
No.
Look it up.
Nope.
Fucking swear.
Nope.
I swear. I'll post it.
I'll post it. I took a
picture of the sign.
I'll do it.
I was like, these guys aren't going to believe me.
I'll post it. You know what? I have some friends of mine that won't believe the name of your bar.
Yeah. Cash only, no draft. Yeah. I got a Coors Yellow Belly.
My house is cash only. Wow. Is that do I have a bar at my house? Because my house is cash only. Do I have a bar?
Cash only.
So earlier today,
let's go get a drink at cash only.
I don't want the IRS to know how much money I'm making.
It's true. Hey, and it was only $4.50. Probably the most inexpensive beer to be had in Southern California.
Well, no taxes. $4.50.
Yeah. She was like, that's $4.50.
$4.50. Oh, 805, $4.50.
It was ran by swamp donkeys and interesting folks. Yeah.
But like hot swamp donkeys, right?
Yeah, like high end.
It was real dark. I'm sure she was great.
It was dark enough.
I left at 2:30 p.m.
Wow.
It was light outside and very it took me a minute because I was like,
it was just about to go off. You just
it's like when you get off the Pirates of the Caribbean, it's like, oh, it's daylight outside.
Like, ah!
It was actually exactly like that.
When you get out of a movie, a very immersive movie, and then it's daylight, you're like, what happened?
It was one of those situations where I'd been in like a corporate meeting all day. And then, you know, I was beating tea bags and he's like,
don't call me. He doesn't like that.
I walked in and he's like, and I'm like, oh, there's
welcome to afternoon Tony bags. This is afternoon Tony bags.
It was a good time. I had one deal. So really, I didn't have too much beer. I did have a great Mother's Day. I was drinking champagne mostly. My kid made me an amazing breakfast.
Wow.
And then I cooked with my husband because I love to cook. So even though it was Mother's Day, I was like, I want to cook with my spouse. But I'm going to tell you fucking what to do in the kitchen. That's my thing. Like, that's how I get off. Right. Okay. I'm just like, you fucking chop that shit. Mm-hmm. Watch you. And I'm going to tell you everything you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Joking.
That's my move because my wife knows how to cook. I don't. So like I'll just start and like, that's my move. I'm like, I'll cook. She's like, okay. And then like 5 minutes in, she's like, you know what? Yep, get out of the kitchen. You're an idiot. Get out of here. I'll cook. And I'm like, okay.
Are you gonna do them julienne?
Yeah.
So I made my daughter actually really mad because she was just like, hey, I'm making you breakfast. I'm doing this thing. Right. And she was handling it like superbly. But I kept like, what can I help? She was like, would you leave? She's like, really? Just get out. Yeah. Would you like, just why? Get out of here?
So she's exactly bothering. Like you is what you're saying.
Yes. And so I've raised a monster, which is great. Yeah.
It's a monster.
I mean, I was like, I was so proud. Like I was irritated and proud at the same time.
Right.
And I was like, well, can I set the table? And she was like, I guess, but don't fiddle with anything like around GTFO, the stove or anything. Mom. Yeah. Like get out of here. But for dinner, my husband and I made a great like spicy andouille thing together. And I had a Afraid of the Grade to go with it, which was a Wild Fields brew house out of Atascadero.
Oh, well, yes. I don't know if you know this, good but sours are over.
It's not a sour.
No. The good town next to, like the good side of Paso Robles, the Atascadero.
And if you get one that is a sour, it's not meant to be that way. So do call it.
No, no, they totally meant to.
I'm scared, but
you're like, oh wow, is this a sour? And they're like, yes.
Yeah. So their whole shtick is they're just like, hey, we're inviting everyone in San Luis Obispo to not be afraid of the grade and come visit us. But I'm like, hey, they're not afraid of the grade. They just don't like the fucking weather in Atascadero. Like, you don't want to go up the grade because then you're getting away from the amazing weather in San Luis Obispo. Nice. So, yeah, it has nothing to do with the grade, guys.
Yeah. If, yeah. Once you're in San Luis Obispo, you don't need to go backwards. You're like, hey, right. come back here to Paso Robles. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm in San Luis Obispo. I'm good. No, come back here. We have lights.
I'm going further west.
We have a hillside with like little lights on the hillside. Like, I'm good. I've seen lights.
And then on the same day, Mother's Day, also, I had a Crooked Lane hard-headed red American red ale. And red ales are one of my favorite styles. And wow, it was very good.
You and Matt love them red ales.
Yeah, it was malty yet bright.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it had a good coffee backbone on it, which was great. So it had a quick finish, even though it was a big red beer. Really enjoyed it. My husband paired it with a peanut butter and honey sandwich, which is his typical lunchtime go-to, and it went well with that. Okay. So you're looking for a good lunchtime pairing.
Okay.
Yeah. Red ale goes great with peanut butter and honey sandwiches.
All right. That's a good pairing. Yeah.
Yes. That was it.
All right.
That's my bin.
Rad_Stacy. Don't DM her weird shit.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but I'm going to be weird back and wonder, like, what you're going to bounce.
You can do it, but you're going to get called out on it. Just know
you are, for sure.
You're going to get called out on it.
Paul Richardson.
I looked that up, too. I was like, you're telling that. I was like, oh, I hope it's not like some listener that we're like familiar with.
Yeah.
And there's like,
only have there's one like mutual friends.
50 so. Paul Richardsons on there. So I'm like, oh, never mind.
So his actual handle is Paulus259. So P-A-U-L-U-S 259.
Just careful. Careful, ladies. Paul's going to ask you about your park visits.
Avoid the follow.
I think maybe he's like in the park industry and he wants to gauge like how many people go to parks.
How bouncy people are in parks.
Bouncy parks.
Yeah. Well, he rated Guinness Draught beer as a 4.25.
I think this is a 4.2. Wait, if he's doing 4.25, that means he's paying for Untappd.
Yeah.
What an Untappd. There is a paid version of Untappd. And in the paid version, you can rate things like down to the 0.2 blah, blah, blah. And so that means like he's paid for Untappd.
Maybe he's getting lots of tail off this thing. He's like, oh, yeah, he's like, man, I've never gotten if you bounce in the park.
I've never gotten so much tail as I have on Untappd.
The
Nick 80, what did you check it in on tap? And did you have anyone of questionable fortitude DM you this week?
I hope so.
Once again,
the only one.
No DMs for me.
Oh, man. Can someone DM Nick some weird shit that he doesn't understand? I mean, and then he has to like...
I'm just going to forward you all the ones that I get.
Oh, that's fine. I'll live vicariously through Red Stacy.
Just tell me what to say.
Sounds wonderful.
What did you say? You guys wanted
to just tell him the
story of IPAs.
Yeah. No, I was seriously trying to think of a pickup line. Yeah.
Did you know why they call them India Pale Ales?
It doesn't have anything to do with Indiana Jones. I'll tell you
that. Yeah.
Wow. Which broke down three times on us, by the way.
Oh. We know. We heard about it last week on the Perfect Pour.
Did we?
I listened to the Perfect Pour last week and they talked about it.
Okay, well, fine. Whatever.
Top fan badge.
Yeah. You've earned
Did you get an Indiana Jones badge? I survived the Indiana Jones ride. Only broke down twice.
I survived the great breakdown of May of 23.
That's the greatest scam of all because nobody survives that ride.
No, they're all dead. You think you're alive right now.
I'm here. You're dead. Nobody's Wait, am I a ghost? Can you see me?
No, you're dead.
Hello?
Hello? We're in the first level of hell. Don't worry.
Is there anybody out there?
Is there anybody out there?
Just nod if you can hear me. We're all dead? You guys are dead too?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. How
did you guys die?
I'd be so disappointed. Wait, like, wait, I'm dead and I still have to go to work in the morning and I'm dead?
That Nobody told you you were
you're
dead.
In hell, like I said. This is the first level of hell.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Mike, we're going to need you to come in the morning.
Wait, but I'm dead.
Yeah, we're shorthanded. Can you just come in?
Oh, you guys are shorthanded. Okay. All right, I'll come in. I don't want anyone else.
Paul needs to go drink.
Oh, okay.
So, Westies. Paul's drinking.
Paul's in heaven. He can drink.
So can you just come in and cover his shift?
All right, I'll cover the shift.
Sorry, Nick. What were you drinking?
I died.
What were you drinking in hell, Nick?
What are you drinking hell this week, Nick?
Hell. Hey, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So what?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you lick the toad?
You go to hell. You go to hell, and it gets humid in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be humid.
So, like, you go to hell.
It's not a dry heat.
And then the dragon, I figured the dragon brings you back to life.
The dragon burned down.
They actually heat that ride with the crematorium that they have on site.
Oh.
So
don't say that.
Any Disney cast members.
Any
Disney cast members that say, damn it.
Can you book that for my death?
Burn them.
Can you book that?
Yeah. No, I actually have my application in. Like, I'm going to get my funeral director's license and I want to be the operator at Disneyland.
Okay. I want to die.
At least be a Haunted Mansion worker.
I will be the 1,000th ghost. The 1,000th happy hunt.
You know what? You don't even have to submit a resume. I got you.
All right.
We're Nick in. The ghost.
I've always wanted to be
for real. Like I want to.
You know what? Pirates goes to the most tenured ghosts. You got to start at the freaking Matterhorn. Sorry.
Yeah. You mean the Satterhorn?
No, you got to start at the storybook. Satterhorn. Storybook.
Oh, no. I'm not riding Casey Jones' train.
You have to. Not. That's where you start.
It's actually in Nemo's Wild Ride or whatever.
Oh, no. Fuck start that. We're gonna shut down the submarine ride.
The worst.
We're gonna redo it. It's gonna be amazing, guys. All right, cool.
I'll die on the monorail before the submarines.
Monorail.
Is there anything else, Nick?
I had a 4-pack of DDH Sherman picked up from Total Wine.
Jeez.
Which was I did my Julian math code.
Sorry, that was for earlier.
I bought it. I drank it.
Wow!
All four?
You did the math?
All four.
Did they all taste exactly
Red's
freshest?
Well, I mean, the first one was the freshest. The second one was the second freshest. The third one was the third freshest, and obviously the fourth one was. Sucked.
I feel like it should have been the first one was the freshest. Second one was kind of fresh.
the fourth one, just throw it out.
The guy, just
throw out the fourth one. Yeah, so I had some of that.
Yeah,
some DDHs in the can.
And from the can?
Yep.
Didn't even put it in a glass.
Dear no, it was too hot. We had to drink now. Drink fresh. Drink now.
And you said Tioga Sequoia was dead.
That's right. Secret.
Not dead. DDH.
Not dead. Dead, but not dead.
Anything else, Nick?
I had a Negro Modelo at Casa Corona.
Wow. Oh, shit. I love Casa Corona and Negro Modelo.
Corona! The Bullard in West Casa Corona.
That's no, right.
Nobody gives a shit about the Herdin and Cedar Cross.
No.
Actual.
No, nobody does.
Man,
I had it with my two grilled soft tacos.
Rad Stacey.
But if you do go to the Cedar and Herndon one, you could go to that bar that's right there that I can't remember the name of now.
Oh, there is a craft beer bar right there.
Yeah. What the fuck is it called?
I don't remember, but there is one there. Yes.
Industry.
In between Tahoe,
Union.
In between Tahoe Joe's Industry. And Casa Corona.
Yeah. When they're like, oh, this is for industry people. We're going to charge $9 for a Miller Lite. Yeah.
Industry like, people can't afford anything.
We know how hard you work here in the Norno. Almost
close. We know to you make $300 in tips at night, so we charge you for it. Right.
Oh, man.
The Nick 80 on a tap. Was there any other beer?
That's all my beers.
That's it.
I would like to talk about Joys of Summer from Pizza Port Brewing. Only $2.99 out of a 16-ounce can. Good enough for me. Liquid Gravity Brewing's Shifted Perspective IPA. That was nice enough beer. I went out. On Mother's Day, I brought my daughter out so that my daughter's mother could have some time to herself for freaking once.
Hey, just stay, babe. You know, just have the house to yourself so you can dust and
You know, yeah, it gives you, so nobody's distracting you from cleaning the house. When I get back, this better be clean. That's what I said when I left the house. Happy Mother's Day. This better be fucking clean when I get back. That's what I said.
I know that
sounds so we went to see the Guardians of Galaxy 3, and then we went to Mad Duck at the Maya Cinemas, and I had a Citra from Mad Duck. I also had the collab beer from Carl Strauss Brewing and Green Cheek called Squawk Box, and it was adequate, as many collab beers are, very adequate.
Was adequate.
Fremont Brewing's up there in the Seattle. Sea Song. I had a Sea Song from Fremont. That was all right. And I had a Pure Project beer, Pure West, as I saw this Phoenix Suns season end. Aw. And that's enough of my beers for the week. Dorktown on Untapped, The Nick 80, and Stacey underscore, Rad underscore Stacey. Sorry.
Yeah. With an EY.
Sorry. Jeez.
It's fine.
Is there any in there?
DM her with any kind of weird shit you got. And we'll get it on the show.
That's right. Parks.
By the way, I forgot to mention during the show, I had this Green Cheek beer that I saw the Green Cheek label. I'm like, oh, obviously it's an IPA. Turns out it was a brown ale. An English brown looks the part. It didn't look the part of an English brown, apparently. And I probably could have saved this for the producer, because she loves clean browns, and that's what this was, is a nice clean brown.
Oh, man.
But I drank it, so sorry. And that was from the pine stuff. Cheers, Nick. Do you have any cheers?
Cheers to Wazoo. All my beers tonight were Wazoo beers. The last one I had was Track 7's Panic Cold. It's a cold IPA.
Yeah, what do you think about cold IPAs, Nick?
I did not like this one in particular.
Okay. But the style, how do you feel about the style?
I don't know. They're malt heavy. When I hear IPA, I want crisp, crispies.
You feel the cold IPAs have too much malt?
Yeah, I feel let down by these cold IPAs.
So is that actually like, because I really haven't done too much research on these gimmicky beers.
Oh, Stacey said cold IPAs are gimmicky. Stacey said cold IPAs are gimmicky.
Good, be offended, you know, but tell me, is that like a designation of the style to be malt heavy?
No,
yeah. I didn't think that.
I think it's lager. It's supposed to be lager heavy, right?
Yeah, it's a lagered IPA, basically.
So it's malt heavy, as in it's hop light.
Okay. You're not here like, well, all ales are lagers, but not all lagers are ales or whatever.
Yeah, man.
I like my kale with a silent K.
Yeah, it's true. I hate kale. It tastes like soap to me.
I don't know. I'm not on board with the cold IPAs.
All right. I think I need to have some more cold IPAs.
Oh, of course. Really. I'll have more, but as of right now, at this moment, I am not on board.
Wow.
So cheers to Wazoo. Cheers to my mom. It was her Mother's Day.
Aww. So. Yay, Nick and Matt's mom.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cheers to... Oh, I don't think I properly cheersed my sister. She had a monumental birthday last...
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Another mom, too.
Nice.
And also a mother, yes.
So many moms running around these days.
Cheers to the...
It's mamas.
The unbearded brewer. I don't know what she would be called if she was a bearded
mom. Yeah.
But you don't know what her, like, below the belt beard might be.
Wow. 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 That was Rad Stacey who said it. Not me.
I'm allowed to say that.
Wow.
You are, yes. You can befriend her and ask her that question.
We could be bearded brewers without having facial beards.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing nobody's listening at it by now. Everyone's like tapped out.
They're all turned
off.
Yeah,
it's all right.
You missed some great content if you turned it off before now.
Oh, well.
So cold IPAs should include a prominent grain bill, predominant American hops, dry hopping during fermentation, and either a lager yeast or hybrid lager and ale yeast.
Okay.
So it doesn't say anything about being, I think it's just like probably the ratio in which all of those things are happening.
I think Nick's just had the wrong ones.
That's,
I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to try some more.
Story of my life, brother.
Uh-huh. I don't really understand the style either, to be honest. Cheers to myself for birthing humanity.
Happy Mother's Day to Red Stacey.
Cheers to my mom, Stacey's mom. She's got it going on.
Stacey's mom.
Yeah, still?
Yeah. Yep, still got it going on. I took her out to the cemetery for a butterfly release ceremony that we were doing.
Right.
It was cool. Right. Our butterfly stayed alive the whole time, and it flew away when we opened up the little box.
It's out there today.
Yes. Cheers to everyone who listens to this show. Cheers to Chew Your Beer. He actually sent me a private message that wasn't creepy.
So, what?
Like a standard private message that a human being.
He did want to know if there was any passes to Fwibfest.
we're the source now. We're the source now for Fwib passes. Perfect Boards got they're in.
Maybe if he wants,
they
to
gave us Mikey, extra.
Yeah, they're like, they give us like shit ton extra. Yeah. Like, you know what, here.
Okay. It's like, media? Yeah, here's 10.
Yep.
No, that's not really true. I think it should be cool. And cheers to everyone who listens next week when I'm not on. I know it's going to be like pretty dull, like just like.
Yeah, just dull.
We might as well not do the show next week. I mean.
We're just gonna
appreciate you.
We're just gonna come on and really, play voicemails, and then we'll be out.
Yeah, and before you call in really concerned, also, it's nothing serious, so okay. You can absolutely be funny and make fun.
Lame.
I don't take things very seriously.
Spoiler alert.
I'm just having my nipples removed, you know?
I'm so sick of these nipples.
Procedure.
So
elective nipple removal.
Every time I look in the mirror, there's nipples. I'm tired of it. It's enough. It's enough of the nipples.
You know what? Well, because you have to pay extra for the t-shirt bra that hides the nipples, and I just don't want to be extra anymore.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Mori. You guys are great. Thanks to the Golden Gods. Every month they give us money. That's appreciated. The
we
money.
Don't know why.
pay us for the things.
Yeah, it won't be much longer.
Yeah.
This content is rich.
It's very, very rich. Yeah, you want to have a glass of milk when you have listen to the show. You want to have a glass of milk because you're gonna want to cut that. You want to cut the richness.
Warm milk.
I've been posting our episodes on the YouTubes. If you like to listen to things on YouTube, it's on there now. In the show notes if you want to go find it. And there you go. That's all you need to know. That's good enough. Yay. Have a great week.
Yeah, of course.
Be safe.
Yes. Marginally.
Have
be
fun.
Good, be good at it.
But first, it's very important because there's so much old IPA sitting around the universe.
Yeah. Guys, fifth month of 23.
Yeah.
523.
No more 22s.
You better have checked your dates.
Yes. And do you know what you call a pile of cats?
What?
A mountain.